And welcome back to it, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's number one sports talk station. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby here. No Chronicles today. Instead, we have Thursday Night Football coming up around 4:30. We will send you on out to New Orleans Saints. Probably not throwing out the welcome mat, but Sean Payton is back in New Orleans, bringing his Denver Broncos in for
I hope they whoop the Broncos.
Thursday night game. I think a lot of people are rooting for that. We'll see how that one goes. We have a 1-0 lead right now for the Yankees. And as I said that, bam.
Is that 2-1?
2-run homer. Kyle Manzardo. Cleveland Guardians. 2-run bomb. Has just given Cleveland a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third inning. The ball was sailing out of the ballpark as I was giving the score. So Cleveland takes its first lead, I believe, of that series in game number 3. You know, Austin Hedges is in the starting lineup today for Cleveland.
What's wrong with that?
I just can't see a championship team with that being the case. But I regress.
I've been so down
on Cleveland after 2 games, I got to tell you.
The Astros won a couple titles with Martin Maldonado.
Automatic out, yeah.
He was in 176, something around those lines.
Yeah. All right. Well, I probably should be rooting more for our old friend Hedges, but I don't know. Maybe I'm jealous. The guy was on the Rangers last year, and now he's on the Guardians. He might win another ring.
I miss his walk-up song.
What did he have?
Yeah, the saxophone.
Smooth jazz, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was.
Probably threw everybody.
I think it was like Careless Whisper in saxophone.
I think that's exactly what it was.
All right. 2-1 guards, bottom of the third. That's where that stands. Dodgers and Mets play later on. Game 4 in Flushing, New York. Flushing being the sound you heard of the Mets bats last night. Once again, Dodgers have pitched 4 shutouts in their last 5 games. They lead 2-1 there. Let's find out who else is winning and losing, Scraby. Our Daily Gambit segment for today.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
It's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Tony over there is eating his spicy noodles, and apparently some of the spicy noodles went up his nose.
The noodle itself?
No, like the
some of the
sauce.
Juice.
My juice.
Are you okay, sir?
It's burning.
Would you like me to go get a dude wipe from the restroom?
Yes, I think that would be good. I think that would be good.
Please don't. Please don't.
All right. You know, actually, I talked about this on the Scraby Show last night, but did you guys see the Athletic article about the guy they followed who was in major debt because of his sports gambling problem?
Did not.
I think you guys should read it, but I guess it makes sense to say here, like, if you are feeling like you are spiraling, then you need to do something about it, because this person ended up taking out loans after loans after loans, and didn't have any money for his family anymore, and so it's just the dangers of gambling. He said he started with like $10 bets, then he started losing, so he put down 50, and then he started winning.
Dang,
and
he
was
like, went from 10 to 50.
Then
most
he goes to
go
100.
10, 20.
Then now he lost 100, so he's got to bet the 200, and then he's taking loans out off his credit cards. It's like it's a slippery slope. So
I started way back in college. Las Vegas used to have $2 tables, if you can believe that. And I still,
I cannot.
Yeah, $2 tables. Wow. So I, to this day, find it really uncomfortable to a $10 table. Just seems absurd to me.
Yeah.
And I know that's pretty much the cheapest one they have nowadays.
Yeah, I've seen some $5 ones.
$10
have you? Table. Yeah. I do like blackjack a lot. I mean, I used to.
What's the like about a game that is stacked against you? That's the thing that I don't like.
You know why people like it? You know why people like it? It's because it's the easiest game to play.
To understand.
And understand.
Roulette and craps are very difficult to understand. Right. That's fair. Understood.
Craps, I mean, you can win big, but you can also lose.
You
got to
know. You can put all your money down on the crap, and the guy gets that little rake and just pulls it all in, and you're like, what happened?
It's an empty filling.
What happened? Yeah.
Like, do I get that back? No, man, that's gone.
I've seen some of the biggest celebrations.
That's gone.
I've seen some of the biggest celebrations at casinos around craft tables.
Oh, yeah, no, because if you get the right number, people can win some serious money.
They can. They can. I remember my grandpa years and years ago won a ton of money playing craps, and he ended up giving the dealer a tip. And then later on, he was like, I should have had that back. I gave him too much.
I should have had that back.
When I turned 21, I went to Las Vegas, as a lot of 21-year-olds do. And the first experience was like the worst thing that could happen. Because
you won.
I won.
Everybody who goes for the first time wins.
And I won big in craps.
Almost guaranteed to win your first time.
And so I went
back. It's like a rule of Vegas
for some reason. I went back the very next time.
Yeah.
Expecting to.
He just thought it was, yeah.
I lost whatever money I put on there in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was so discouraging that I really haven't gambled ever since.
Yeah, there is a really tough feeling. Like, I used to go to the casino with my friend all the time, and sometimes we'd be there for 15 minutes because our money that we brought is gone in 15 minutes.
That also tells you that you guys were responsible, because you went in there with a plan. This is the money I'm going to use. When it's gone, it's gone. And he's like, all right.
I mean, I go to Las Vegas and Reno with the basketball every year, and we stay in the casinos, and walking by that, it's much easier as I get more distanced from it.
Yeah.
But I will say there's a little bit of an attraction to go sit down and play. I don't do it anymore, and I'm kind of glad
is.
I don't. But you kind of feel like, you know, it'd be kind of fun.
It's like, man, I'm in a casino. And
I know.
I've been the guy to go back to the ATM multiple times, but I'm also a guy who falls into addiction very easily. I've never had a gambling problem, and I can gamble responsibly. So I'm not saying people shouldn't gamble. I'm just saying, pay attention to your
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, gamble.
You can gamble responsibly out there. It can be done.
All right. Last night, Dodgers and Mets over under 7.5 runs. You guys said
damn
under.
Max Muncy with
said
cheap
over.
Home run that didn't matter.
8-0 was the score.
It was Max's fault.
It was. It was Max.
Max put him over. Over under 1.5 total bases. You guys went over. I went under. He hit a home run, so he got his bases.
He did make that, yeah.
Francisco Lindor, over under 1.5 runs plus hits plus RBIs. Chris went under. Tony and I went over. And we were wrong. He went 0-for-4 last night. But he did make an incredible play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next one, you guys convinced me of this, so I'm mad at both of you.
Walker Buehler, over under 3.5 strikeouts. Chris and I, or Tony went under. We all went under.
Yeah.
He had 6. Yeah. He had 0 against the Padres.
Yeah, I know. He looked different last night.
He didn't look the same. His pants looked a little tighter. Curveballs a little tighter.
He had like sleeves on.
I'll be honest with you. He scares me out there. Just
he seems like a little bit of a psychopath.
He looks like a psychopath, and he acts like it. Yeah. Honestly, he does. I don't know if that's the image he wants, but that's the one he gives.
It's crazy to think that someone actually robbed him of his watch. Like, he might not be the guy I would go up to and try to steal a watch from. Anyway, the Liberty, -3 over the Lynx last night. You guys chose the Lynx, I chose the Liberty. And thanks to Sabrina Ionescu, it pushed. Like, Liberty 80, Lynx 77.
Her three-point shot was the difference. What a
Brianna
shot.
Brianna Stewart and
Nafisha Collier.
Nafisha, thank you, mm-hmm. Collier. I could not remember her first name. Who scored more in this game? Collier, Chris chose. Tony and I chose Brianna Stewart. Brianna Stewart had 30, and Collier had 22. So
she had a great game. Brianna Stewart is all that.
Yeah. The Utah Hockey Club, -1.5 on the puck line.
Scraby refused to pick them because of their name.
Yes. -1.5 on the puck line. You guys chose the Ducks. Chris and I chose the Ducks. Tony chose the Hockey Club. Hockey
Ducks
Club covered. Won, but they only won by one goal.
Ducks covered.
So the Hockey Club's pretty good, huh, Chris?
They're off to a good start. They're off to a good start. It's
what
five
is with hockey
in.
And these new teams come in and they have success?
The Golden Knights?
Well, the Golden Knights were an expansion team, and the NHL doesn't have really rules like that.
Utah is not an expansion team.
Utah's not an expansion team.
That's right.
They moved from Phoenix, but they're off to a good start. I don't know. They're not normally a good team, but you know, they've got a little momentum early. All right, so right now we got Scraby leading the week at 10-8.
Wow.
We got Tony at 9-9. Chris is also playing.
You don't want to give your record?
7-11. It's not very good.
7-11?
Yeah, let's see what happens tonight. Denver 2.5 over the Saints. Start with you, Scraby, today.
Denver, we're in this game is in New Orleans.
At New Orleans.
Yeah,
New Orleans. Denver favored on the road.
Spencer Rattler's playing?
He is.
Bo Nix has been quietly pretty serviceable lately. I'm going to take the Broncos.
Going to take Denver on the road. Saints also without Olave and without Rashid Shaheed, who is now being said, their sources say he's now out for the season.
Oh, wow.
The speedy Saints receiver. But still, this is a karma game.
Yep.
And the Saints get Sean Payton. I'll take the Saints.
Let's go Saints!
Saints, okay. Who's going to pass for more yards? Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler? Yes, this is quite the quarterback showdown tonight.
Sounds about right for a Thursday night football game.
I'll take Spencer. Yeah, I can see Al Michaels already.
Oh, I can too.
Welcome to the telecast. We've got another crap game for you. Let me turn it over to Kirk for a little pregame breakdown. I got to tell you, Al, these two quarterbacks are terrible.
Kirk always gift wraps the turd before he gives it to people.
I'll take Rattler to pass for more than Nix.
Give me Rattler.
Two Rattlers. Scraby?
I'm going to have to go Rattler, too.
All Rattler. One more. This tells you what a big-time game this is. The highest point over and under total for a receiver yardage total is Cortland Sutton, 46.5 yards.
Ooh.
Nobody is even predicted to get to the 50 mark in receiving yards. Tony, you're first. Cortland Sutton, 46.5 for Denver.
Denver.
Over.
Tony's feeling that. Okay. Scrape?
I'll go over, too.
All right. I'll go under because I got to make up ground. I'm losing. And that's how gambling gets really bad when you're losing.
Yes,
and you try
exactly.
to make up ground. A little college football. Boston College and Virginia Tech are playing tonight. 48 points for this game. 7 touchdowns. Sounds like Thursday night football. I'll take over. 48 points.
Oh,
Tony.
That's close.
Tony's watching the game.
Oh, he's out.
48 points, BC Vatek.
Under.
I know you've scouted these teams.
Scraby? Zero idea about either of these teams this year. I will go over because these games do seem to go over.
Okay. Dodgers met 7 runs. Only 7 tonight. Last night it was 7.5.
We got Yamamoto.
Yamamoto versus Quintana.
Under.
Under, Tony's expecting. I thought it was going to really easily go under last night until Ohtani homered and then Muncy had to tack on that last shot. Scraby.
I feel like Yamamoto gets back to throwing Yama meatballs and it's going to be...
Yama meatballs!
It's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Saving that one right there.
Oh, I've said it a few times on Twitter.
Oh, okay. There you go. Test trial.
You know what?
And
even though I've been on your,
I couldn't
even though,
say it.
Even though I've been on your case all day long today, Yama meatballs was a good line.
Thank
I like
you.
That one.
Thank
I'll
you.
Say over because of it. Who strikes out more guys tonight, Yama meatballs or Quintana? Scraby, you're first this time.
Quintana can strike out some
Quintana.
Guys.
Quintana.
Yama Meatball can strike out some guys.
Yes, all right. There lies the bet.
I will say he gets a lot of strikeouts, but he gives up a big hit.
The bet.
Yamamoto.
You're going with Yamamoto. I will go with him as well.
Make it 3.
3 for 3 there. Tommy Edman. He's the guy tonight. 1.5 runs, hits, RBIs. Now, Tommy Edman has been red hot in this series, Tony. I think he's got 7 or 8 hits.
Yeah.
Leading the Dodgers in hitting in the postseason.
San Diego
zone.
Boy.
So I'll go
doing
over.
It.
I say Tommy Edman stays hot.
I do, too.
Scraby, 1.5 runs plus hits plus RBIs. So one RBI single would be 2 points right there. But
I'm going to go under.
Still going to go under. Okay. And then this is yes or no because his total is 0.5. So will Ohtani steal a base or not tonight?
No.
Tony says absolutely no. He didn't waste any time. Scrape?
He hasn't really, so I'm going to say no.
All right. I'm going to say he's due. And plus, Alvarez doesn't get a lot of help from the pitchers. Throwing guys out. I'll take Ohtani to steal a base. Tonight is his night. All right. We'll see how it turns out. There's our Elite Gambit for today. Still to come, Big Five in this hour today, because remember, we're only going to 4:30. Chris versus the fans and Gwen and Chris NFL pick'em a little later on. 2-1 guards over the Yanks. Top of the fourth. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Z 3:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. Guardians still ahead 2-1 against the Yankees.
Matthew Boyd, left-hander, getting it done. Four innings work for the guards. Still want to call him the Tribe. I have to pause ever so slightly every time.
I do too, quite often. The Tribe is a good one too.
I like the Tribe.
That's always a good short nickname.
Good nickname, yeah.
Our guy, Kawhi Leonard. Let's talk about it.
Well, I think we should let Scraby go off on a tangent for about 10 minutes because he can easily do that on Kawhi Leonard. Your favorite player in sports, Scrab, you
tread,
love...
Tread lightly, buddy.
I know.
Tread lightly.
I am.
Yes, because we are going to defend him to the nth degree, of course.
I know
course.
You both will.
Yeah.
There's nothing that bothers me more in sports.
What is he doing that's bothering you?
Than players... who are perceived as great players.
What is he doing? That sounded like you were speaking to Trey, your child, right there. Trey, what is your friend doing that is bothering you?
Basically, what it comes down to is I'm not a fan of players taking lots of money and then always being hurt. And I know it's not their fault that they're hurt, but it seems like Kawhi Leonard is always hurt. Like, I don't know how many games he's missed. I didn't go that far to look that up. But it does seem like he's not worth the money that the Clippers are paying him.
Now, but is that his fault or is that the Clippers' fault?
I think the Clippers are forced into the max contract because of the NBA. And
who's forcing them?
Well, if they don't give the max contract to him, someone else is going to give him a max contract.
That's kind of...
Then let it be their fault.
Here's my question. When you're looking at a player to bring into your franchise and you're like, hey, we're going to have to pay you $200 million over the next 4 years, 5 years... Like, don't you think this guy never plays? Why are we bringing this guy
in? I got an idea. Go ahead, Tony.
Let's back this up a little
bit. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they pretty much got Kawhi through a whole season, and then at the end, his body gave out. I thought that was like the whole deal last year. It was like, oh, you know what? We did the load managing the year before, and then it cost us come playoff time.
He missed 12 games last year, so which isn't that many.
No,
Scrape.
No, that's a lot less than I
He played a lot.
Thought.
And so he tried to do what everybody said he needed to do, which was, you know, you got to build your body up through the regular season, and then you're ready to go. And all that happened was his knee blew up like a balloon. And that's the thing. You can't – it's tough to blame anybody in these situations, right? Yes, the Clippers could be like, yeah, man, I don't know if we are comfortable with the amount of games you've played. But prior to this past season, he had been load – they had load managed because he had issues.
The year previous with the Clippers, he missed 30 games.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It is, but again, I think a lot of that was probably load management. 21-22, he missed the whole season, ACL.
Yeah, can't do nothing about
it. I mean, he's played more than 70 games only twice in his career.
Last year and what, the year before?
Last year he played 68, so he actually missed 14 games.
But he didn't play, did he play in the playoffs? I don't think
he
played in the playoffs.
Hurt.
Yeah,
I think he played in the first couple games of the playoffs.
Yeah,
so if I'm a team, I'm like...
But what?
I don't need you for the regular season. I need you for the playoffs.
But that was what he was criticized for.
Don't you have to take that into account when you sign him? I mean, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, right?
But that's partly what he was criticized for. What you just said is, we need you for the postseason. So, in other situations, they had kind of got him through the regular season, and then
he played two games in the playoffs last year to be official,
and then his knee blew up after that. So, unfortunately, there is no MRI or test that you could take that can foresee your body reacting a certain way after a certain amount of pounding. It's just kind of how it goes. I feel for Kawhi. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be on the court. Even if he plays for the Clippers.
I have no problems with like Giannis making $60 million a year, but he did miss some time last year, right?
He might have.
I mean, I know guys are going to miss time throughout the entire season.
They're all missing time.
But if I'm going to sign a guy to a long-term deal, then I'm seriously going to consider his injury history, because I don't want to be stuck.
Here's the other thing.
Paying a guy to sit on the bench in the playoffs.
Here's the other thing you have to keep in mind. You are the Clippers. It's not as though people are just lining up to sign and go play basketball for your organization. So you may have to take a little more risk than, say, I don't know, the Lakers. Or whoever's out there.
Never mind. I was going to say something crazy. Never mind.
I'm glad you stopped yourself.
I did stop myself. But I do hope for Kawhi Leonard to be healthy. I do not want the guy to be hurt.
Just as an aside, because I think I understand the frustration that anybody would have
right.
when you're paying a guy and he can't play. But I don't think Kawhi Leonard or any of these guys do it intentionally. And you also had to know that Kawhi Leonard was kind of an injury-prone player. He's been that way to a certain extent the second half of his career. You still paid him. And you knew that was potentially an issue with him.
Right, this didn't just start.
So you can't, you really should blame the organization more than him. But I was just looking at Kawhi Leonard's career. You know, he's been in the top five of the MVP five times. He's been all NBA three times. Most impressively, the list of players that have won finals MVP more than once are Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Magic, Shaq,
Kawhi,
Tim Duncan, Kareem. No, it gets better, right? Kareem, Larry Bird, Kobe, Kevin Durant, Kawhi. That's decent company.
Elite company.
Pretty good company that he finds himself in. I think he's had an incredible career, but I get it. I mean, if you're the Clippers, it's like, here we go again.
Let me put it this way. When I see a notification that he's hurt, it doesn't surprise me. Like other players, it might surprise me. Like if SGA, if they're like, he's going to be out for 30 games, that'll surprise me.
It's pretty obvious that Christian McCaffrey's just tanking it with the 49ers. Yeah. You don't seem to be unhappy with him.
Not all that money.
Rod just brought that up. I know you're talking NBA, but NFL, Christian McCaffrey is in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Christian McCaffrey has not been hurt the last couple of
years. Let's go back to his Carolina times.
Oh, no, I'm saying the when he's been with the 49ers until this year, he's been pretty serviceable. Like, he's played a lot of games for the 49ers.
Now y'all ran him into the ground and both of his Achilles hurt now.
That's not my
fault.
Probably his dad's training program that he has.
Well, the good news is for you, Scraby, once the 49ers lose to the Chiefs this weekend, they're going to fire your coach because that's what
they're
49er
fire
fans
the
want.
Coach. In 2017?
You're smarter than the average Bear 49er fans who want to fire this guy.
I'm not one of those.
Because he's 3-3.
2017, Christian McCaffrey played 16 games. 2018, 16 games. 2019, 16 games. And then 2020, he played three. 2021, he played seven.
He's missed a lot of games, Greg.
And then he's played 17 and 16 last year.
So, he's played.
He's had three seasons.
Here's the deal, but I'm glad you brought that up. Look at those first 3 years that he played a lot. He was getting the ball a ton.
Yeah.
And then he had 2 years where his body was like, all right, man, that's enough. And now we get to the 49ers. He's had how many years of consistent
ball? The last 4 years of his career, Scraby, he's played 3, 7, 17, and 16.
So this is a year where he's low.
And now he's down to zero.
Yeah, I know he's down to zero, Chris. In 2019, Christian McCaffrey carried the ball 287 times. He also caught the ball 116 times.
And so the Niners are doing something similar with him over there. And I'm just saying, this is kind of a thing we've seen from him.
Don't get me wrong.
It's not his fault, though. He's just going out there playing. His body is like, hey, man, I need a little break.
When the news came down that he was being traded from the Panthers to the 49ers, my first thought was, this is amazing. But also, I hope he stays healthy. I mean, I had the...
Because, one thing about Kyle, he definitely will hand that ball off as needs to.
Yes,
but isn't
will.
That the case for every football player to a certain extent? I hope they stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Some players just don't get hurt. Like,
the only guy that's ever gone more than a couple hundred games, I think, is, Favre was one of the guys I remember. I don't know if anybody's broken his record.
Aaron Rodgers has played a lot of games.
Rodgers,
quarterback is a different thing.
Quarterbacks, but I mean, if you play almost any other position, If you play almost any other position.
I think Eli Manning. Oh, Eli Manning had that long streak, and then they ended it to put Geno Smith in for a game.
That's right.
And then put him back in as the starter.
That's cold.
I get it. I don't want Kawhi to be injured to close the conversation.
I definitely don't want him to be. I want
Favre
him to be
holds the record, 297. Second place is actually a guy who played defensive end for the old Purple People Eaters, Jim Marshall. 270.
That's a tough man right there.
Yeah, it is. Bill Romanowski, third.
That's and crazy man.
Tie for fourth, Philip Rivers, 240 consecutive games.
Wow. Philip was walking around with a half of an ACL.
He's barely walking anymore, unfortunately.
Last thing, because I just saw it on the chat. I would much rather have Kawhi Leonard on my team than James Harden. That is not even a question. I would rather have a good guy.
James plays.
I know, but I would rather have a good guy that wants to be there, wants to play, rather than James Harden, who's looking for the next team that he could play for the middle of every season.
How long has he been a Clipper now? Was last year his first year there?
Let me look it up.
He's been relatively quiet.
He has been, because I think he realized that no one is going to move Earth to get him on their team anymore. He only played 1 year with the Clippers.
Yeah, so he's in year number two. All right, good enough. Let's get to break. When we come back, Big Five. Scraby's got it all loaded up. Morgan and Chris.
All right, here we go at 3:37. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. 97.3, The Fan. Big Five coming up here shortly. We are headed towards Thursday Night Football. At exactly 4:26 p.m., I'm told, we will switch it out to Broncos-Saints for the Thursday night thriller. Al Michaels, can't wait. Prior to that, we will have Chris versus the Fans at 4 o'clock. Chance for you to win some tickets and stuff like that. And we also have a Gwynn and Chris NFL Pick'em coming up a little later. Scraby, you got the belt in. Did it just arrive today?
No, it arrived when you were on vacation.
Ah, but thank you. I hadn't seen it.
I told Adam the champ I was going to find here. I told Adam I was going to find a place for it, and then I just left it on his desk for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
On accident.
Show the belt.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible. Now there's 8 people that are still in the running for this. It's our survivor pool. We started with nearly 200 entrants. Most of us were eliminated the first couple of weeks of the season. There's so many upsets. So we have 8 people left. So you 8 people, get your picks in this week in the NFL Survivor Pool. Winner, take all.
Winner,
get them in, player.
You get the belt.
All. You get the belt, yes.
You get the belt. I guess you can. You did, and I think it's something you can certainly put on a mantle somewhere. Could you ever imagine somebody wearing that out?
Yeah.
Shopping or something?
If you smell. I would just walk around with that
real quick. I this is totally off subject before we get
You don't have anything to say about the belt?
Well, you and I literally talked
about the belt. Oh, you guys did a whole belt thing on
the air. I'm sorry. I've got them on to something else.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson, Grandmama.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
There is.
Sure.
He was on All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Stephen Jack. And he told the greatest should have been commercial that Converse had, because he's a Converse guy. Remember, he used to dress up in the Grandmama
outfit. That was more famous than himself.
So that was the second idea. The first idea that they had pitched him with got him to sign to Converse. Has him on a gurney with a sheet over him. Larry Bird, who was a Converse guy, and Magic Johnson, who was a Converse guy, are two doctors standing over him. And they're basically creating this guy in the lab.
Oh, okay. I thought he was dead.
No, he's they're
creating. Is this an old commercial?
This would have been an old commercial.
This is would have been what they did.
It actually happened.
Why do I feel like I've seen something like this?
So they're arguing, as he tells the story in the commercial, they're arguing, what are they going to call him? He's like, oh, we'll call him Larry. We'll call him Johnson. We'll call him Larry. Or Magic Johnson, right?
Yeah, good connection.
And he was like, awesome. I signed a bill. Signed a deal. So he said proceed with the commercial.
So he agreed to the terms based on that commercial.
Based on that commercial. They show up to do the commercial, and he sees the wigs and the dresses, the grandmama fits, and he's like, what happened? And he said one of the guys didn't agree to do it.
Oh.
And he proceeded to, I don't ever knew which one it was, but Larry loved me. He kept saying, he said, you know what I mean? Larry loved
Magic Johnson bowed out of that?
Bowed out.
That's surprising, is it right? not? Magic is a great showman.
I guess in a way it was, but you know, considering the type of businessman he is that we know him to be now, maybe he had other thoughts in terms of, but it would have been a great commercial. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson creating Larry Johnson, that would have been a home run for sure. Yeah. Never happened though.
But anyway, if that would have happened, then Grandmama wouldn't have happened.
That's also turned out that whoever was pitching him these commercials was pretty good at it.
I miss Uncle Drew. I think those were pretty good.
Uncle Drew was good too.
Used to go out dressed up as an old man and just ball. Just go to like some random pickup game. Yeah.
I need to look that up.
Oh, you
must have not been watching TV for that segment of time.
It's like a hidden camera thing where he would just show up in this old person.
They'd like do the whole makeup thing.
And he was Uncle Drew.
And he was just incredible.
Yeah.
Just dunking over people.
Well, I would imagine. Kyrie. That I got to see. I'm going to have to look that up later. Hadn't seen it. All right, let's do Big Five before it gets too late, Scraby.
Before we do so.
Oh, yes.
This hour is brought to you by Summit Soap and Brew of Oklahoma. See all the two ways to save right now at SummitSoapSubaru.com.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we ever listened to it that closely, but I did today.
What?
How does Kelly Danick say these things so matter-of-factly during the traffic?
Oh, she does it
every day. Somebody just dumped a bunch of lawn chairs out on the freeway. Like, it happens all the time.
It's ladders. It's mattresses.
I get the ladders and the mattresses. Who's carrying around a bunch of lawn chairs?
I can guarantee you someone didn't tie it down.
All right.
And it's in the middle of the road. But gotcha. She will tell you exactly what's in the
and
road.
And just do it and move right on like it's normal. Yeah. Okay.
Adam said he almost hit a ladder on the freeway today.
Careful out there.
That is crazy. Good job on missing that, Adam.
Number five.
Now, the Browns, I was feeling kind of silly this morning, so this is going to be a silly Big Five, everyone. But the Browns have informed the city of Cleveland of their intention to move forward on a new dome stadium in suburban Brook Park. In a news conference today at Cleveland City Hall, Mayor Justin Bibb expressed his disappointment in the decision by the Haslam Sports Group, which owns the Browns, to leave the current lakefront stadium. Now, I'm not going to ask you about the Browns building a stadium because something caught my eye in this. It said a new domed stadium, and by the way, the Browns are trying to do 50-50 on private investors so that they can build this without city money. Tony, do you think outdoor sports should be domed? Because I've heard this opinion many a times. Like,
I think if you can get away without a dome, like us great folks out here in San Diego.
Yes, Petco Park.
That is the way to go.
Yeah.
Nothing like being in a summer day, being able to...
Not sure why, like, San Antonio has a dome. Do they really have a lot of
I don't
of
know
awful
their, what their weather
there?
System is over yeah. that way.
Dallas is, but they get hot.
It gets too hot.
Yeah, I guess
hot.
You're right.
But, I mean, a lot of the places, especially now with, you know, some of the weather being more extreme than it was at one point, it may be a cheaper deal when it's all said and done to just go ahead and put the dome up.
I looked into the Braves getting a dome because I was tired of waiting for the rain delays. And they did look into this long ago, but it was very expensive.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think depending on where you're at, it could be more expensive.
The Browns seem like they wouldn't even make it retractable. They would just make it closed.
Straight up dome.
Yeah, just like Detroit.
I don't think any football has a retractable.
Oh, yeah, they do. The Falcons have a retractable stadium. I even think the Cowboys are able to do retractable.
No, I don't think the Cowboys
are. Not like the whole thing, but like certain.
It was retractable. I mean, if it's not.
Cowboys have a hole in the roof right. So that God can watch.
That was the old stadium.
That's the old one.
But in football, I know that the Falcons can open up that little eye at the
they
top.
Can open up a piece of it, but
yeah,
like, when I think retractable, I think of like T-Mobile Seattle spot where
like you can Diamondbacks.
It's good weather, you can enjoy the good weather. When it's bad weather, you pull it over.
That's true. I wonder why NFL. Maybe they're bigger state.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, because they can play in all of the elements. They don't.
That's true.
They don't necessarily. It kind of makes the game more compelling.
Can you imagine like the Packers have putting a dome on? That would be crazy, Chris.
Nah,
what do you think?
People would be pissed in Green Bay.
I miss weather games in football. I will say having to sit in one. I sat in a pouring rain downpour at the Coliseum when I was younger. If you ever want to look up video of this game, 1977 playoff Vikings-Rams. Both teams' uniforms were completely caked over with mud by the end of the first quarter. And it was just a slosh fest. But man, football seemed a lot more fun watching that in the day. So
it does.
I miss weather games, and they're kind of being taken away from us.
Yes. Weather games are cool. It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
If you're at home in front of a fire, it looks great.
It looks great.
But it's no fun for anyone else.
No,
I get that.
It's not good football generally because, the elements are playing a factor. And then for everybody who's actually there, it looks miserable.
I've told you about the time I went to the Bengals playoff game against the Jets, and it was like below zero. And I went to open a hand warmer, and it was so cold it broke my tooth.
And also, that's cold.
That is cold.
And having said that I like weather games, I still think the Dolphin Chief thing was really patently almost unfair last year for both sides.
I wish it was colder.
A little bit.
Make it a little sour colder.
Number four.
Steelers quarterback Justin Fields is apparently going to be demoted to second string quarterback after playing all season long as the starter. Many think Russell Wilson is going to be starting this Sunday against the Jets. Now, he was asked about this by reporters, and I hope this audio is going to be okay because it's kind of quiet, but I did my best with it. But here's Justin Fields being asked about the demotion.
Justin, is it a little frustrating if you don't start considering how you played the first six games?
I mean, I don't think I played, good enough. If I'm being real with you. If I'm being real with myself, I think if I did play well enough, I don't think there would be any sort of...
It gets a little loud, but you heard what he said. Basically, I didn't play well enough. If I would have played better, then this wouldn't be an issue or something that we have to talk about. Chris, what do you think of his assessment of himself?
I wish more guys would be that honest.
Speak on it.
Loved it.
Yeah,
I will go back to that now forevermore. When anybody mentions Josh Fields, Justin Fields. Sorry, I'll say that guy's a stand-up guy. I mean, he just said, if I played better, this wouldn't have been a question. I like it. And he might be wrong, though. Even if he played better, I have a weird feeling that they were going to try to get Russell Wilson in at some point. So
it would have had to have been like a no doubt. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's what he's getting at, is that he should have left.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I agree with Chris. It seems like in today's sports world or life world, you very rarely get someone who...
Man, I'm getting a raw deal here.
It's usually that version.
Right.
You very rarely get someone say, you know what, I should have played. And, I think he certainly seems like he's the future moving forward for the Steelers. Remember, Steelers have been in search of a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired. And so I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing for him to be able to kind of sit and watch some more. I mean, he got some playing time, and now assuming Russell does well enough to keep the job, because it could be a week, 2 weeks before we're back having this Fields conversation again.
It's true. It could be. But, I like what he did here. He took responsibility.
Number three.
Now, Jimmy Traina, do you guys know who he is?
I do. Extra Mustard is his page.
He's like
a
media reporter. He's an SI reporter, but he does a lot of TV stuff. He does a lot of the side stories. But Jimmy Traina tweeted this out last night.
Jimmy Traina.
And he said,
T-R-A-I-N-A, Tony.
Yes. I'm sorry, but the NLCS airing on FS1 while the masked bleeping singer airs on Fox is such an embarrassment for Major League Baseball. So, Tony, is that embarrassing for baseball?
Here's what I'll say.
Mm.
This is a sports guy's take. And what I mean by that, I know that we all are in the sports world and love ourselves some sports. And
we think it's more important than anything.
Right. There are a of millions of people.
Yes.
That like mass effing singer, as he put it on his
Right? That's right. Are you going to put that on FS1? Where are you going to put
you're
that?
You're certainly not putting that on FS1.
That's what I mean. So where are we going to do with that?
So although I hear Jimmy's point, and as a sports guy myself, I agree. There are a boatload of people who don't agree in that would rather have the Masked Singer on there instead.
As far as I'm concerned, the moon landing should be preempted for a sports event.
100%.
Whatever.
I think the moon landing is a little bit more important than a Dolphins game, okay?
Not to me.
Nope.
Not to me. Not to you either. 49ers or moon landing?
You'd been so pissed off.
You're not watching away
from the
moon.
49ers to get the moon landing
on?
Are
you kidding me? I would love the moon landing.
You're probably right.
Brock Purdy back to pass. We interrupt this game.
You're like, it's okay. He completed it. I can watch the moon landing now.
All right.
Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Now, Tom Brady is announcing for Fox right now, and I think he's doing an okay job, but here are the restrictions that are placed on him because he is a partial owner of the Raiders, and that officially went through. Brady's restrictions are these: not permitted to be in another team's facility, not permitted to witness practice, not permitted to attend broadcast production meetings either in person or virtually, prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs, subject to the NFL's gambling policy, and subject to the NFL's anti-tampering policy. Chris, do you think the NFL is going to change their mind on letting Tom Brady broadcast?
Letting him broadcast? Can the NFL control that?
Well, he's a partial owner, so...
Yeah, well, they put all these rules on him.
I was listening last night.
I think that's all they can do, right?
There's a lot of slippery slopes, because he could praise a guy on the air who's a free agent next year, send him the tape and be like, hey, Tom Brady said all this about you. You should go talk with the Raiders.
I think this is really uncomfortable for Tom Brady. I would think it is, but I have no qualms about the rest of it. He's a minority owner. I don't know that he...
And he's allowed to broadcast Raiders games, too.
If you don't like it, don't listen. Watch the moon landing.
Tony, do you think the NFL is going to change their mind on this?
No.
No?
I think Tom may change his mind on this.
It's not going to be as fun.
I think it's really restrictive for him.
Because, yeah, I mean, just given what I heard for his first game, like not being able to be in those meetings... That means he's in his mind, he's not doing his job as well as he could.
He's not prepared.
I would think that over time that would start to wear on Tom. And you know, he's going to, I mean, if Tom is a human being like the rest of us, he's probably better at this particular thing than most of us, though. He's going to get in those comments, man. Them comments, they're going to get the terping about his the work he's putting out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he knows he can't really be the best at what he could be because of the rules, he may not want to do it as long as we're thinking.
That
it is
true.
Easy money, though, for him. I'm just saying. Talking football.
Like he's getting paid over $300 million in his contract.
It's like probably the easiest thing he's ever done to make
this
kind of money.
He just gives the money right back to the Raiders.
I guess so.
Number one.
This one's real quick. The Tropicana Field, the Rays say that Hurricane Milton has damaged it beyond repair for next season, so they are looking for a new place to
Montreal,
play.
Montreal, here we come!
Oakland... is what I've been hearing. Oh.